backstage at the NFL draft, catching up with Ed McCaffrey. Ed, you made the announcement for the third round. How did it feel out there?
Felt great. Felt great, man. I think John and the whole front office is doing a great job. All three of the picks we got, I think, are graded higher than where they went in the draft. So look, a couple of guys going to make some additions to the team this year. I'm excited about it.
You don't get nervous when you walk out onto the stage with all the bright lights or anything, right?
No. We had a pretty good Broncos fan contingency here, so I got to go down in the stands and high-five some people that are making some noise for the Broncos pick. But I've never been to a draft before, so it's kind of cool. All 32 NFL teams are here. Obviously slanted towards the Dallas Cowboys, but that's okay. I think it's been a good day for Denver.
You were a third-round pick. What did you think about going out there and announcing another third-round pick?
I was excited about it. This is a dream come true for players. I don't care if it's first round, second round, seventh round, undrafted. When you get an NFL uniform, you get to put it on. It's a pretty special moment. And there's a lot of players that won't get drafted, unfortunately. Some of them will still go on to have success. But to hear your name called up on the stage is a life-changing moment for all these kids coming out of college. So I'm excited for them and their families.
Is that what you remember when you were picked? Just everything changed?
Phil, I'm a little older than that, man. I was sitting by a rotary phone in my off-campus apartment. And my buddies kept prank calling me. I had to tell them to stop calling me. And then finally I got the call and thought they were joking. It was actually a team that was drafting me. But, I wasn't invited, didn't go to a big city, didn't hear my name called. I got a phone call. But, I heard Roger Staubach this week, found out in the paper. So at least, it was better than that.
Rotary phone paper. Yeah. I know that you announced a running back, but what did you think about the Broncos taking a wide receiver in the second round?
I love it. I've interviewed Courtland Sutton a couple of times this year. He's a big receiver. He can go up and get the ball. You know what I love the most about him? He knows he needs to learn the game. So he's been working with some pretty good NFL veteran wide receivers on his route running. And he's willing to learn. He's willing to work hard. And he's got a lot of physical talent. So I love the pick.
Maybe get you and Rod down there helping him out, huh?
Well, he's got some good vets on the team right now. DT and Emmanuel can work with him. He's in a good situation in Denver. He might get a lot of man-to-man coverage with those guys on the team. So Keenum throwing him the football. I'm expecting a lot from the offense, and I think he's going to be a big part of it.
And for you personally, what's the latest with Valor?
Oh, wow, man, we haven't even practiced yet. I've been an administrator, Phil. I'm setting schedules and meeting with faculty, but I'm around a lot of beautiful people. And, I'm a people person, and my kids are growing up and moving away, Phil. You know that. So a lot of friends over there, a lot of great people to work with. I'm excited about it.
All right, thanks, Ed. Appreciate it.
Thank you.